104.7 Heart FM. There's Elton John, Dua Lipa. It's just after 9 o'clock. I'm Dan, along with Marcy. Great to have you with us on a Monday morning. And this is a bit of a special presentation that we're bringing to you this morning. We're very fortunate to have singer-songwriter in studio, originally from London, Ontario. He's performed for us in the past live. I want to say it's probably 12 years ago when we were at the Quality Hotel doing a Christmas breakfast, supporting the toy truck at the time. Chad Price is in studio. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning. Hey, folks. How are we doing?
I think we're doing pretty good. Yeah. Well, it's a Monday after Super Bowl, so we're doing about as good as we can, right?
Oh, fair enough. Fair
yeah, running yeah. on coffee.
Yeah. When did you get back into town?
I got back into town last week. Just been doing a lot of media stuff and some songwriting up here.
Very cool. We should. But where's home for you originally? You're nearby, right?
Yes, home for me originally is London, Ontario, born and raised.
So
nice and close to home. I just visited my parents and some friends. It's nice to see everyone.
Yeah. Now you're in Atlanta?
That's right. Yes, I'm down in Atlanta. It's a whole process. It's brand new, but enjoying my time there so far.
How did Atlanta become part of the equation, I guess?
Well, Atlanta became part of the equation through my lovely partner, Brittany Donaldson. There, if you're a Raptors fan, you might know the name Brittany Donaldson. She was an assistant coach with the Raptors from 2019 to 2021, I want to say.
Wow.
So she was in the front office before that, but she's an assistant coach with the Atlanta Hawks now, so... That kind of prompted the move down south, and there's actually a vibrant music community in Atlanta as well. So I'm doing a lot of songwriting down there and expanding my career, my horizons as well.
So right on. In terms of your songwriting, who do you really look up to in terms of other songwriters?
Oh, there are so many great songwriters in the world, but the ones that stand out off the top of my head are John Mayer. I love his songwriting. I love Norah Jones. Maggie Rogers is a contemporary one that I love. She just released a song, and I can't stop listening to it, actually. So folks like that are huge inspirations to me.
You have had I know there's a new album. Is that correct? Am I right on that with the new song, Love Song? Is that part of a larger project?
Yeah, Introversion. It's not quite new anymore. It came out about a year ago, okay. But I'm still releasing songs from that album. And Love Song is from that album. Actually, poetically, it was the first song we recorded for that album in London, Ontario, with my producer, Matthew Johnston. And it's the last song that I'm releasing as a single from the album. So it's, yeah, I love it. And I always thought that this song deserved its flowers, deserved its time in the sun, and it's finally getting it. And thank you, Heart FM, for playing the song and being so supportive. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, we're really enjoying it.
And you were telling us that the inspiration of Love Song was actually kind of interesting. It has a really interesting story to it.
Yeah. So Love Song, I'm a songwriter. First and foremost, I consider myself a songwriter. And I've always wanted that quintessential love song. I love love songs. Who doesn't love a good love song?
Yeah.
So I tried my hand at it at the time in 2018, and I just continued to fail at writing a song, a love song. And, you know, if I don't believe it as a songwriter, then no one else is going to believe it. It's got to be believable. It's got to feel true. So instead of just giving up, I said, well, let me be honest and write a song that's about how I can't write the love song. So that's kind of what Love Song is about. It's a self-reflexive, self-aware song, kind of tongue-in-cheek about how I wish this were the love song. I wish this person I was with was the love song. I wish I was the love song for this person. It just wasn't quite there. So we ended up making this R&B banger out of it.
And it's a great song. 906, we're speaking with Chad Price, singer-songwriter, originally from London, is back visiting, now in Atlanta. And you were mentioning, too, songwriting is something that is very near and dear to your heart. You're lucky there's a nice music experience in Atlanta, but Nashville's actually not all that far away as well.
That's right. Nashville's only about a three-hour drive from Atlanta.
Wow. Knew that.
Yeah, it's not far at all. So I've been spending some time up in Nashville, too, working with some various songwriters and artists.
Cool.
Getting things going there, too. So
you've also worked on a video that's going to be released for Love Song as well. Can you tell us a little bit about what to expect from that?
Yeah, sure. So that video will be out on Valentine's Day in a couple of days.
Nice.
And basically, we wanted to remake a few Hollywood classic films and have some fun with them.
Huh.
So we went out to Los Angeles, which is the perfect place to do that, obviously. And yeah, we had some fun. We made a music video and, you know, I'm playing the leading man. And there's the leading woman, and we kind of took some films and put them on their heads, subverted them a little bit, and had a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, you'll have to share that so that we can share it with our audience as well when it comes out on Wednesday. And I would imagine, like, Chad Price Music, this is kind of an entity that you've created. Tell us a little bit. It's more than just for you. It is for you, but there's an awful lot under the umbrella. It's the songwriting. It's your albums. It's a little bit more than that, right?
That's right, yeah. as an artist, you know, I love being the artist. I love being the songwriter, but I also enjoy the business side of things.
Huh.
And in order to make it forward in this industry, you kind of have to be business savvy.
Huh.
And thankfully, that's something that I've enjoyed and gotten better at over the last decade. So Chad Price Music, yes, like you said, it's an umbrella. I'm a songwriter. I'm a performer. There's a bunch of things that happen underneath that. I write grants for people when they need them.
Oh, interesting.
I do some like digital marketing here and there, too. So it's a little bit of everything. All of my skills kind of merged into one.
Cool.
Looking forward, will there be more recording for you? Or will you be looking more to write songs and hope that other artists might choose these songs to put on their albums?
Well, right now I'm working on new music for myself. So there might be a Chad Price album sometime in the next year.
Okay.
So that's an exclusive. I haven't said that before out
loud. Okay. There we go.
So that's happening. But really focusing on also working with other artists directly and writing songs for them, expanding my catalog, expanding my skills as a songwriter. Being down in the States now, there's a lot more opportunity to work with a lot more artists. So I think that's the path that I'm going down.
Yeah. If you're in Nashville and Atlanta and places like that, you're bumping into people that say, hey, I've got this song. What do you think? And that type of thing.
Exactly. You can throw a rock and you're going to hit a songwriter down there. That's what it feels like, at least. So taking advantage of that as much as I can. And it's probably my favorite thing of what I do. So I just want to work on the things that I'm passionate about.
Excellent.
Do the things that I'm good at. And yeah, that's what I'm doing.
So who would you love to work with if you had the chance?
Ooh, that's a great question. You know, I mentioned Maggie Rogers earlier.
Yeah.
I think that would be pretty incredible to work with her. I also love Feist. One of my big inspirations too. Nora Jones, D'Angelo, John Mayer. John Mayer is the ultimate one.
Yeah,
how could I not say that? He's the dude.
Get a song on one of his records would be pretty special, I bet, eh?
That would be very special. So, John, if you're listening this morning, give me a call.
So we're looking forward to the new video coming out. We've been playing the song Love Song for a little bit now. And maybe next time you're back around. I know how often do you get back to Canada?
Oh, I'm back like every month pretty much.
Oh, is that
nice?
Yeah, I'm songwriting up here and doing this and that and recording up here. My producer's actually in London. His name's Matthew Johnston, and I'm pretty particular about who I work with when it comes to recording. So Matthew's the dude, so I'm here quite often.
Nice. Yeah, next time you're around, we'll have to get you to bring the guitar and you can play a little bit for us as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. I would love to.
All right, Chad, before I let you go, anything else you want to pass along to the audience?
Just thank you. Thank you for listening this morning. If you haven't heard the song Love Song, please go check it out. And thank you, Heart FM, for all of the love and support.
Yeah, we're very happy to be involved. Spotify, are you on there? Just remind me where we can find all your music.
Yep, you can find me on Spotify. The name is Chad Price. You can check my music out on my website, chadpricemusic.com. Just Google Chad Price. You'll find him.
Yeah. Great. Once again, thanks for coming in today. And here is Chad Price with his new song. This is Love Song on Heart FM. Good morning.
Can I ask you a question?